Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Shall I sing to you, ladies?
Sing for your breakfast, sing for your lunch, sing for your supper, or sing for the ladies on the DJV program. Jennifer loves my singing. Victoria, not so much. Jay is out today, so here we are ready to figure out what we can do to create a better world with, what was it DuPont used to say, creating a better world through chemistry. How's that working for you? Okay, so let's get to, speaking of chemistry, what's in the COVID vaccines and who's taking them and why there is a hubbub. I think I told you on Monday, I don't, Victoria, you weren't here, about what was going on in Massachusetts. The state police and a lot of the unions are very upset about the governor's vaccine mandate, to the point, if in fact it were to stay unchallenged, 600 state police said they will take early retirement. And what does that do to the state police force? Because it's only a couple of thousand state police. And there are a lot of local police who are saying the same thing. Local firefighters who are saying the same thing. State unions, the branch of the government that runs the water authority, there were 1,100 people there who said, okay, I'm going to get another job or I'm going to take early retirement. A friend of mine, as a matter of fact, is 59, I think he is. He's worked for the Water Authority for 32 years. They pension them out at 35 or 36 years. He can go out on 68% right now. If he stayed another 4 or 5 years, he'd get 81% of whatever his three best years are. He says, I'm leaving now. Unless they come up with a way for us to either have the vaccine or be tested. So the wonder how many other states where there or other circumstances where government has said you must have you're mandated to have the shot or to be tested. Failure to comply results in discipline action. And so now the union.
York, I don't know that New York gave because my husband's best friend is a court officer, so he's a state employee. And he was, you know, very anti-vax. And then the state of New York, separate from anything that Biden had done. So the state of New York said, all right, testing's not an option. If you're a state employee, you need to get the vaccine or that's it. You know, you don't have a job. So he, you know, was first in line to make sure he doesn't lose his pension.
Lose his job.
So, he's more about the pension. But, I don't know.
So principle be damned, I want a shot.
Yeah, but how ridiculous is that, that you have to do what they tell you? Well, I mean, to be forced into getting a vaccine so that you can save your pension that you've worked for your whole life. I don't know, it's a civil rights issue of our time. California's got it. I told you about it. The fire department is suing in Los Angeles, the police department, the sheriff's department, nurses are quitting.
Is COVID that bad?
Are getting ready.
That threatening, I guess, is the question. Sorry,
well,
Jen.
And are we ready? I mean, are we ready? It's okay. I'm used to it, Ducky. Are we ready for are we ready for the aftermath of not having police, fire, sheriffs, nurses?
Yeah, that's the question.
And this is just with the state mandates. When Biden's mandates kick in and you've got OSHA going to every company over 100 employees, again, I think that's going to be challenged in court, but... you know, then it's everybody. It's not just our first responders.
Why is it that we just can't get the message through to people? Why are they so stubbornly attached? The message is in order to get rid of this or to deal with it and move on.
That's not true. We're going to still have it even with people with the vaccine.
Yeah, but not to the extent that we have it now, though, Jen.
Of course. But that's up to, I mean, if you have it, you are protecting yourself. So let people have.
But in terms of, like, protecting, I mean, separate from the vaccine, though, in terms of, like, you know, conditions that you have to meet of your employment to protect your pension or whatever. I know plenty of people who work for, whether it's the a state government, federal government, or private businesses, where they have to agree to random drug testing in order to keep
that's
their
true.
Pension. There are lots
no,
of
that's great. Yeah.
There are lots of parameters that people have already agreed to.
Good point.
But what's but they already have agreed to them. This is something that is not prior to that agreement. You've already taken employment, and this is something new. And I would say, what's next? Are we going to fire people who smoke? Are we going to fire people who drink? Are we going to fire
people
who are overweight?
People do
what
get
are we going to do?
Smoking. People do get fired
for
smoking.
No, they don't, Doug.
Here they do. Oh, yeah,
well,
absolutely.
How do they get fired for smoking?
Because smoking is not allowed. The policy gets put into effect.
Well, if you smoke in a building,
I know a couple of people that run, they don't want smokers working for them. Anyway, the troopers here say that this is an example. How does this reflect on what else is going on wherever these unions are demanding that, for example, if the troopers choose not to get the vaccine, they can wear masks on duty. They can submit to weekly testing. They would automatically make their cases a line of duty injury if they got sick. So it's a very sticky wicket here. There's no question about that. And then there's the controversy about 5 to 10-year-olds or 11-year-olds or whatever the number is. I don't know how this sets with parents. And I'm unfortunately, Jay is out today, and you two are not parents, but you have a sure point of view on this as I do. But I'd be a little, I don't know. I think about my grandson and my grandson-to-be and wonder whether, because they're wearing masks in school now, whether this is a good idea. I don't think we know enough, but children are more resilient. The younger you are, supposedly, the more resilient you are in general. And so your body was not fully developed until you were between 18 and 21 years of age. So there are a lot of things that youngsters are told not to do. For example, men and women who are in school, in high school, if they're trying to bulk up for the football team or some sport, and they go into the weight room and they add muscle, they're told, if they have a good doctor, that they ought not to get too muscular because their bones have not fully developed, and if you get too much muscle, it keeps your bones from expanding or getting to the point where they would be fully developed until you're 21. So bodybuilders, there you see a lot of these kids now, 18, 19 years old, going into bodybuilding, and they're not smart about their bodies. They don't know about their bodies. And I just wonder if that's the same thing when it comes to vaccines. Some of the vaccines, yes, I believe that there are vaccines that children need to have, but we have so many of them. Although at this point, I don't know if there's any negative research on it. You see so many things that affect youngsters now that didn't 30, 40, 50 years ago, like ADHD or ADD or whatever, those sorts of things, and autism. And there are many people who have made very good, solid scientific claims about all the vaccines and what it's done to create autism. There's plenty of discussion there about, and it seems credible to me anyway, that some of this stuff could cause, maybe it keeps you from getting one thing, but what does it do, on the other side of the coin?
We talk about this over and over and over and in circles all the time. I mean, can't we just say that the vaccines work for most people, but some people do have adverse reactions to vaccines, whichever kind you have or whatever, there are adverse reactions that happen. For me saying that, which is a true statement, people will say, she's anti-vax, she's all these things, which is completely not true. I'm not saying that you're saying that, but I'm saying this is because we've become so polarized. Yeah. It is a true statement to say that most of the time vaccines work in the way that they were supposed to work. But it is also true that some people lose their hearing, get heart inflammation, have all kinds of other issues from the vaccine. That doesn't mean, and so that's why
that's
it's
true.
Okay.
I'm joining you in this. That's true for all vaccines.
Of course.
Yeah. So that's, I know, people seem to be overreacting to this vaccine when it's no different than every other vaccine and the risk of getting any other vaccine. So, I'm totally with you, Jen. That's a totally true statement. There are some people who have adverse reactions,
right.
But that happens with every vaccine. So
it happens with everyone.
It's not crazy.
And, And it's okay for people to take pause and to question what they think is appropriate for their body, for the bodies of their family members, and for their children. And it's not like the blind have to blindly lead in and just say, you know what, I'll take all the risks and down the hatch. People can take responsibility for themselves. People can. What drives me nuts is when people aren't taking responsibility for themselves. When you hear the story about Jay's husband, who has the vaccine, gets, or Jay's, not Jay's husband, but Jay's husband gets sick because someone has the vaccine, gets COVID anyway, and then goes out after 5 days. What? Yeah. Like, take the responsibility if you are diagnosed, whether you're vaccinated or not, to stay home. It's what normal people would do.
To bring people up to date on what Jen was saying, Jay's husband has COVID in the house with Jay and the child, separated as much as can be possible under the circumstances. He'd been vaccinated. He was in a circumstance with somebody who had also been vaccinated, and they got COVID, and he got COVID. So there are plenty of examples of people who are going. It doesn't. One size does not fit all. That is a point that we can, I think, all agree on. And your body chemistry is different. You're different than the next person. So sometimes these things are going to have. It's like not everybody gets cancer. Not everybody gets heart disease.
By the way, it's the same thing with prescription drugs. In most cases, prescription drugs are great. But in some cases, you're going to have some side effects. I mean, it's the same thing with every medicine. And that's why I really, it's like, it bogs me down when everybody's like, well, just take it. Well, let me ask a question. And then the other side of the aisle saying, I can't take it. It's going to kill me. Well, no. Somewhere in the middle is what's true.
Right. Exactly. Like, thank you.
Always is.
Thank you.
The story of, let's talk about for a minute here, the story of Samantha Wendell, who chose not to get the vaccine. She was somebody that believed a lot of the stuff that was online that may or may not be true.
Yeah, that doesn't count as research, people. Facebook does not equal research. Yeah.
So she was about to be married, and she didn't get the vaccine because some of the stuff online says it will affect her fertility, and now she's dead. She died the week before she was going to get married. So there's another story. Okay, does that get you?
That fertility thing is so...
Yeah.
That really has scared a lot of women unnecessarily, and it's not true. There's nothing that has been found on the men's side either.
The reason people have that is that there were studies underway for pregnant women specifically about whether or not the vaccine was safe. Those just concluded a couple months ago. So I'm sure a lot of people who were looking at this early on were like, oh, we don't know. They're still checking things out about fertility and its impact and all of this. So I'm sure there's a lot of that. And by the way, for questioning on the kids front, we don't know because we haven't had nobody knows what this is going to do to kids in 10, 15, 20 years. We're guessing, we're assuming that everything's okay, but nobody knows until 10 or 15, 20 years from now.
All right, 18 after the hour, this is the DJ V Show. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to Talentist, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Twenty-three after the hour. It's trending time now on the DJV program. Jay out today with the ladies. I'm sure we'll take care of it. Actually, Jennifer's about ready to commit a homicide, but I won't. All right. So it looks like Ben and J-Lo are making, as usual, the appearance that everybody's expecting and wanting and loving. So we'll get to that and other things about couples who are coupling up and doing just fine. Thank you very much. Right after this.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
All right. You want to hear about the Smiths first? Or the... What are they going to be called when they get married?
Who?
Mr. and Mrs. Who? Who takes whose name, or we just keep the name that we have? Ben and J-Lo.
Oh, I don't know.
I think they're going to keep their names because they, have a huge brand. But
right.
Yes, they do. Yeah. All right. So Will Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, had a little fire at their home yesterday in Calabasas. We were just talking about the value of homes there versus the other side of the hill. Calabasas is out on the other side of Malibu on the 101.
It's really kind of the new hot area. Well, not even new anymore.
You can have some land there anyway.
You can have land. The Kardashians, the front of the house that the Kardashians use, they live there as well, most of them anyway, in Calabasas. And Britney Spears has a home in Calabasas. And Will Smith has lived in this area forever. His kid, the first one that's an adult now, what's his name? Jade? Is it Jade? No.
Jaden. In the movie with him?
No. Yeah.
Boy.
It is. Is it Jaden? No, because that's Jada, the first kid that he had with Cherie.
Trey. I don't remember his name.
Trey. Okay. And so he's been, I mean, that kid went to school at a school that my friend taught. I mean, like, they're in that area.
They like
have
it
been
out
for
there.
Years and years and years and years. Yeah, I think he brought Jada out there, actually.
Okay, so they had a fire. How much damage, Jennifer? It was all over the news in L.A.
I don't know.
Probably.
You know, it was actually in the trending. I think they had a fire. They said everybody's doing okay. They were grateful for the response. So it seems like everybody's going to be okay. And I'm sure they had insurance, so I'm not going to worry about them too much.
Right, too much. All right, so let's talk about J-Lo and Ben. There was a profile that was done for is it Ad Week?
Yeah.
This is. And so the publication is wanting to make these. Neither of them have. Well, J-Lo's done some ads, right? Hasn't she promoted some products?
Yeah, but Adweek really, I think, is kind of just more about like brands rather than
measure stuff.
Yeah, so they were giving, J-Lo's being honored with the 2021 Brand Visionary Award, but it was what was surprising, is she's on the cover of this week or this month's issue. What was surprising, though, was that Ben was quoted in it, and he was talking about, like, the impact that Jennifer has had on the world, and he said he's seen it time and time again where women of color approach her and tell her what an example she's been to, you know, succeeding in business and getting a seat at the table, and he basically just was doing his usual J-Lo gushing. But this was the first time since they've been back together that we've actually, you know, seen him or heard him talk about her.
I want to put into perspective, this is Hispanic Heritage Month, and I want to put a couple of things in perspective in the next half hour of our DJV show, 28 after right now.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Porsche has introduced the Mission R concept car that combines state-of-the-art technologies and sustainable materials, such as natural fiber-reinforced plastic, with a passion for racing. The extremely low-slung, all-electric competition car features the characteristic lines of these sports cars from Stuttgart-Zuffenhausen. The two newly developed electric motors incorporated in the Mission R deliver up to 800 kilowatts in so-called qualifying mode. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 50% off. Discount code D.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Biden administration says Haitian refugees are being sent back to Haiti, thousands have been released into the United States, undercutting the Biden administration's public statements. Haitians have been freed on a, quote, very, very large scale, end quote, in recent days. That's according to one U.S. official who put the figure in the thousands. The official with direct knowledge of operations was not authorized to discuss the matter. A body found Sunday in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito, according to the Teton County Coroner. The coroner's initial determination of the cause of death is homicide. Sweetheart since childhood, the boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is on the run. In an unusual powerful tremor for Australia, a magnitude 5.9 earthquake caused slight damage in suburban Melbourne on Wednesday. Geoscience Australia is reporting the quake hit about 80 miles northeast of Australia's second most populous city, near the town of Mansfield, USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kowalinski on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or a suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed. You need toxicology reports, microscopic investigation. There's a lot of information that has to be put together to finalize the autopsy report. But it indicates to me that there's clear evidence of not only the fact that it is a homicide, they know the cause of death.
Gabby Petito, a native of Blue Point, Long Island, was reported missing on 11 September after going on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundry. Mr. Laundry is a person of interest and is on the run. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has offered state resources in the search for Laundry. On the president's schedule today, President Biden convenes a virtual COVID summit on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly. That will take place from the Oval Office starting about 11 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So, ladies, it's 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Jay's out today for saying, the whole COVID thing has hit pretty close to home for her. So we'll hold a good thought, and everybody will be fine and dandy, hopefully sooner rather than later. I mentioned a few minutes ago that this is the beginning of Hispanic Heritage Month. Mid-September to mid-October, there are certain celebrations in America. I guess this started with the Mexicans, engineering and entrepreneurship awards. The color television came from a Hispanic. Oral contraception came from a Hispanic. And so we were talking about Ben and J-Lo, and it happened to come up. J-Lo obviously has Hispanic. Is it Mexican?
She's Puerto
Rican. What's her Latin?
Puerto Rican. Yep.
Okay. So I suppose the good side of this is that there's recognition. A lot of times people do things and they don't get recognized for it, so it's nice that they do. But then kind of in the same way that Black Lives Matter has been a focus with it, is it at the expense? I guess that's the question here. Does it make a difference? Yep, it's nice to recognize and probably important, especially for the so-called Hispanic community. I don't like that term. I've always found it awkward. We all are part of the same community, the community of man. So there are people, it's just we all come from different cultures, it would seem. America is a melting pot, or used to be. It's now a mosaic. But the idea that we give so much time and attention, it seems like if you don't get on the bandwagon, you're being you're either thought of as dismissive or you are dismissed, one or the other. Now, I have no problem with this, but is there a Heritage Month for other peoples who have had an important role, not just in life here in America, but around the world? You know, where's British Heritage Month, or where's French Heritage Month, or where's, come up with any
but
Russian
all of those things
month.
Exist in everyday life. They don't need a month. That's the point of why these months come along, because, you know, we were an Anglo-Saxon country. The British heritage is everywhere you look. I just came from Boston. It's all over. So yeah. It's everyday life, you know. I mean, that's why, unfortunately, that's why, you know, Black History Month, Women's History Month, you know, it's all these things, Hispanic Heritage Month. They need a month because the rest of the year is already taken by everyday life that you take for granted.
I don't know if I agree with that so much, because I think, I mean, we see women every single day, but we still have a month to celebrate women. I mean, I don't know. I feel I kind of get what both of you are saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with celebrating your culture. It's very difficult to find a Czech Heritage Month. There is St. Patrick's Day from my Irish side, but I don't know if we necessarily spend a month with government programs celebrating the
People
Irish.
People say Columbus Day, which is what, next week?
There is an Italian Heritage Month that's still celebrated in New York, though.
I mean, there's a big parade and,
Yeah, there's all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it depends. And so it's not just Hispanics or Black History Month or
Heritage Month. I mean, for sure, pretty soon someone's going to claim that we ought to have a Chinese Heritage Month.
Of course.
That'll be something to ignore.
You know what? There probably is. They're just less. They're not promoted as well. I mean, the ones that are promoted well are probably Latino culture, and also Black History Month, of course, is a big one. I just feel like we are all Americans, and so we don't necessarily need more months to divide us.
I agree with
But
you.
I also endorse the fact that people, I think it's fun to learn about your background, and it's
Absolutely.
Fun to learn about your culture, and people shouldn't shy away from that, and I don't think they do. I think that's why they had the success of 23andMe and Ancestry.com. I mean, I love the fact that my grandmother passed down recipes that were, you know, that her grandmother taught her that were Czech dumplings and cookies and all that stuff. I feel like that stuff should be passed down. I just don't know if we need government.
You never gave me any Czech dumplings. You've never made any Czech dumplings for me.
Well, thank you, dumplings. It's delicious.
Well, I think,
oh, my gosh. Takes forever.
Really?
Sounds good.
Yeah,
but I think one of the things that in that, going back to the Adweek story that we were talking about that J-Lo's on the cover of, she said in the beginning of her career, she became a brand ambassador for companies like L'Oreal and Louis Vuitton, and she said other people weren't doing that, but she said, you know, it was important to see a Latina woman at the time. She said that had not been done before. And that's what Ben was saying in his quote, that women come up to her all the time and say, like, you've broken through barriers where you never would have seen a Latinx person in a Louis Vuitton ad, you know? I mean, until J-Lo did it. And so there are representation, and Jen made such a great point a couple weeks ago when we were talking about representation and why it's important. And Jen, you said that which is a show I never watched, 24 with Kiefer Sutherland, you said that you felt that the black president, the actor who was playing the president, was black on that show, and that kind of paved the way maybe for Barack Obama. Well, that's the most incredible argument for representation that I've ever heard. And if that is true, then that right there is like period, end of sentence.
That's
well, then that shows
so
the importance of
Dennis Haysbert does the Allstate commercials now and gets paid enough so he doesn't have to do any other acting because he's so he brings credibility because he was recognizable because of his role on 24. He's been in movies and TV for decades.
It's not about him, the actor. But the representation of a black president on the show, as Jen was saying, helped pave the way. If that is true, and I had never heard anyone say that before Jen said it, but if that is true, then that right there is exactly why the representation argument is so relevant.
Oh, and I think representation representation is true. In, like, I think brands should be diverse. I think yes. brands should be.
I'm so sick of everything being.
I just
all
don't
white.
Know if we need this month. We need that month. We need this. I don't know. I was looking at. It's kind of funny.
We better find something to bring us together pretty soon. I think we're on a road to nowhere. The way we're. Looking at
I was
the
looking at
a,
I had a magazine,
us.
I think it might have been this month's Cosmo or something. Something just came and I looked and I was like, whoa, and I was like taken aback. There was a woman who was not a small woman on the back of my Cosmopolitan who was doing the Jergens ad. And I know Jergens and other brands have been like, you know, be confident in your body and
right.
using all different body types. That wouldn't have flown 5-10 years ago. No, no way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
every model had a certain look. And so
yeah. What's the woman's name who's
has
Ashley Graham?
Yeah, before
mm-hmm.
I said
she likes
that.
Her. Right. I think she's pregnant with twins again.
She is. She's pregnant. Whether she, yeah, she's pregnant.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to China for a moment. The president of China has told the UN General Assembly, because everybody's in town this week for the beginning of the annual session, if you will, the United Nations. So he says we're not going to build any more new coal-fired power, plants anymore. And we're going to boost support for clean energy in developing nations. So this is a breakthrough, apparently, if they're
well,
they
but here's the thing.
Everything else.
Yeah, so,
anyway.
Yeah, so exactly. So he said that his quote was that his country will not build new coal-fired power projects abroad. He was not talking...
Right.
About
and then he said, wink, wink.
He's not even talking about, oh, in China,
so
we're not going to do it anymore.
Right.
It's so full of it. And, yeah, it's just, it's...
Yeah. All right, so the trouble, here's something I was trying to figure out the other day when a few of my friends said, wow, look at the market. It's gone down 500 points. And it happened because of some developer in China that was about to go bankrupt or did.
Mm-hmm.
China Evergrande.
A lot of debt, yeah.
Yeah. So big developer in China, apparently the housing market there is getting really soft. Real estate sales in China have put this company pretty close to bankruptcy. And so with the size of the company and with the number of people who are in China apparently out of work, there is, again, we don't know a lot about what goes on in China, but when this shows a couple of things to me. That China's got a lot of problems, and they're trying to focus on making it difficult for people around the world to keep people's eyes and ears off of their suspicious
totally
economy.
True. Yep.
And now, and
very
then,
Russia-like.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And the other thing, it seems to me, is when it comes to this sort of thing, the difference in the cycle. We have a huge influx, and we have a huge building boom going on here. It's collapsed. It goes up, it goes down. But right now, we're in the opposite place of China. And I wonder if all of this stuff is coming about because of people's reaction to China and just stopping as much as they can buying things. I wonder if that's part of what's going on. I told you the story yesterday about my guys trying to put a tire, a 15-inch tire on a 15-inch wheel for one of the trailers on the farm and wouldn't fit. And so the guys are like, well, what's the problem with this? Why doesn't it fit? Well, they looked at it and they said, oh, it's made in PRC. What does that mean? And I looked at Sneaker. I said, it means the People's Republic of China. And he looked at me with his sort of gaze. Does that mean China? I said, yeah, that means China. Well, why doesn't it say made in China? Because they don't want
to. They're trying to trick you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep you from understanding.
They're hoping people don't know what PRC
is. What the PRC is. Right. Exactly. So anyway, I just find it interesting to, but the world economy didn't like the failure of Evergrande and reflected that in a pretty sizable, I think the market came back again, but you know, the all around Beijing and Shenzhen and Hong Kong, Shanghai, some of the cities that have seen huge growth now not growing so much.
Right, and I wouldn't be a good conservative if I didn't say, why didn't Joe Biden say something about it when he spoke at the United Nations yesterday? He was it was the perfect opportunity. The General Assembly, his first speech as president, we've been through
not
all
a word
this,
about China.
And it was mum about China. And
yeah.
it, I don't, and even before that, when he was talking about the speech early on, he said that we're not in conflict with China, we're in competition. I mean, if we're in competition.
He's been saying that for all along.
No, let's release a disease on him then if we're in competition, because that's what they did to us, and it just doesn't seem.
Yeah. Like, well, something, there's got to be more than a soft pat on the back and, oh, yeah, we'll fix this. It seems that we're also not only concerned about the Chinese, but we're concerned about the Afghan refugees that are coming to our country. There have been 30 companies in the last week or so that have promised to hire and train Afghan refugees coming to the U.S. The thing that I'm more concerned about, and I thought about this as I was coming across this information, you know, we've been this week and last week focusing on all the Haitians that are on the Mexican border. You know, it's a four-hour plane ride from Haiti to Mexico City.
A lot of them are coming from Chile.
So it's a four-hour plane ride to Chile. How are they
getting?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There are 35,000 of them.
Yeah, but, and a lot of them are the more well-to-do, the people Haitians who have resources that are coming from Haiti to get, you know, to escape what's going on there.
So
these aren't the poorest of the poor that are coming.
Let's talk about the numbers. We have about a minute here. Talking about the numbers, 37,000 Afghans have come to this country this month alone. That's the number of Haitians that are on the southern border. Plus how many Mexicans and El Salvadorians.
1.2 million as of last month.
Okay, so what are we doing with all these people? Where are they going? Do they have jobs?
I think it's good that all these companies, Amazon, Facebook, Pfizer, UPS, I mean, there's so many companies that have vowed to hire these Afghan refugees, because then they're no longer refugees once they get a job, and we have a labor shortage.
Why do we have a labor shortage?
Well, I'm just saying we do.
We have a labor shortage because the American taxpayer is paying, fronting for people, even though the cycle is over, was the 1st of September, for supposedly all of this, gifts from the rest of the taxpayers to people who were out or whatever was going on because of COVID. That's all dried up now, that part of the program, but the regular program is still there, and people
are still offering it. California's still offering food.
And so there's signs all over the place, help wanted. I haven't been in a building in the last
month and a half. So if these companies are willing to hire the Afghans to work, then your point's well taken. If Americans want to sit on their butts and Afghans are willing to work.
You can sit on your butt if you want to, but I don't want to pay for you sitting on your butt.
Yeah.
That's the issue. That's what the problem is. And so here we are, helping all these, you know, and these companies have just kind of given up. They need, look at all the people, Amazon's hiring, Costco, you name it, big company, small company, plumbers,
people
you name it.
Can't find people to
work. Can't find people to work. And it's our fault because we let the government do this to buy votes. 48 past the hour.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code WHEEL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code WHEEL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WHEEL.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Three after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time every day. At this time, Victoria Keelan takes a romp through the tech news that affects you. There's a lot of tech stuff around that doesn't affect you because you don't really need to know a lot of the things about how things actually work. And that's good for me because I don't want to know about how they work. I just want to know that they work. Meanwhile, Microsoft is thinking about ditching passwords. Ooh, 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 ooh.
This is kind of interesting, right? It's controversial, but a lot of people seem to be in favor of it. So Microsoft is going to make it easier for people who struggle to keep track of passwords, which is pretty much a lot of people. And so starting this week, Microsoft is rolling out passwordless sign-in for consumers, so you no longer have to enter a password to gain access to your Microsoft accounts. So now the Microsoft's corporate vice president of security, compliance, and identity, Vasu Jakhal, said, "Nobody likes passwords. They're inconvenient. They're a prime target for attacks. Yet for years, they've been the most important layer of security for everything in our digital lives, from email to bank accounts, shopping carts, video games." She's not wrong. I mean, that is, we have put an inordinate amount of faith in passwords, and then look at all the breaches that we
but
keep
how do you keep
hearing
the hacks,
about.
This is the $64 question everybody's got is, how do you then protect yourself? That's what everybody wants to know, right?
That's no a good question. So here's the answer. Now, Microsoft can, if you're a Microsoft user, you can ditch the password completely and enter what the company calls the passwordless future. And so they're making logging into your account easier and safer. And so the process is pretty much what you have an app on your phone, and it's called the Microsoft Authenticator. That connects to your phone or Windows Hello, which lets users sign into their account using your face, your fingerprint, or your personal identification number or PIN. So that way you don't have to have any type of, you know, password that you've already used on every other site, and that's where we get into trouble. So consumers will also be able to use a security key
or have a verification code sent to their phone or email, both much more secure, actually, than a simple guessable password. So passwordless sign-in will let you into apps like Outlook, OneDrive, Family Safety, things like that. And so that's where they're moving. They've been testing this since March on the corporate side, and now this is heading towards regular consumers. You're a Microsoft consumer, Doug, so this could be something that could end up working for you. It's just, we know that the password thing has got to change. We've had the two-factor authentication, which doesn't seem to work as well as it should. It's just, we have to move on to something else, and I think the biometrics seems to be the best way to do it. It's a lot harder to copy and hack into anything that's a biometric, like, you know, Face ID on your iPhone. That's a lot harder to get into than a password.
Right. All right. Well, let's see if I'd be interested in trying to come up with some kind of a key, like something clever, like 1234 hike.
Right.
Right. Okay, in a moment, Google spends a lot of dough. Find out about that after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
All right, those two turds from Google are buying a big office building in New York. What's the scoop?
That is true. I don't know about the turd part, but they are buying a brand new office space in New York City for $2.1 billion. It is the deal. This is going to be a brand new building on Manhattan's west side in the Hudson Yard, in the Hudson Square neighborhood, which is kind of Hudson Yards, what it's called. And so they have the option to actually buy it, which they said they plan to exercise in the first quarter of 2022. And so this will be the largest, this is the largest deal so far of Manhattan commercial real estate. And it also shows how much Google is still willing to invest in office space itself. So they're giving employees the flexibility of working from home or not, but they still clearly believe that the 12,000 employees that they have in New York City, that most of them will want to be in the office at some point in the future.
Yeah. It's a big deal, actually, and this sort of thing is happening all over the country. 59 past the hour here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.